The personal collection of Katharine Hepburn's performance clothes features more than 40 items the actress wore on the Broadway stage and the Hollywood screen.
Why she kept the things she kept, we don't know. We only wish we did.
Jean Drusadeau directs the Kent State University Fashion Museum. She's also the author of the book, Katharine Hepburn, Rebel Chic. Drusadeau was invited by the actress's estate to a warehouse in Connecticut to inspect items that were instructed to be given to charities or schools. The display at Appleton's Trout Museum includes an iconic little black dress.
What's this?
Oh, well, that's the star of our show. She's the evening dress from Adam's Rib.
If clothes make the man, costumes help make the actress. Seeing them up close makes Hepburn seem more human.
You can learn that someone like Hepburn had a 20-inch waist and a 23-inch rib cage and not much more either above or below, and that the designers were very skillful in giving her a figure that was absolutely glamorous on film.
Whenever you see clothes, you know, you go through a museum and you think, God, people were so much smaller. They look so big on the screen. They're so outsized.
Yes, and the day I came nose to nose with Sylvester Stallone, I knew that was true. You know, he's no taller than I am at 5'4" and a half. But Kate was unusual for her time. She was 5'7".
At the time, most actresses were no more than 5'2". Besides glamorous gowns, the display includes many pairs of slacks. When Hepburn began her acting career in the 1930s, it was scandalous for a woman to wear pants. She didn't care.
She was one of the first people to wear slacks in public and popularize it and make it okay. Other people, like Marlene Dietrich, had a different twist on slacks. Or Greta Garbo was a foreigner and very mysterious, and she had a different twist on slacks. But along comes Hepburn, who's from an old New England family, American top to toe, and she wanted to be comfortable.
The Trout Museum normally mounts fine arts exhibitions. Angie Bleck is a spokesperson for the museum and says fashion is now considered to be just that. Fine art.
There are a lot of exhibitions throughout the country right now focusing on fashion design. The Chicago Art Institute has the Impressionists with a lot of the paintings and the costumes that went along with the period. So, you know, there's a lot of big interest in fashion and fashion as an art form as well.
Hepburn won an Oscar for the 1981 film On Golden Pond. The Trout exhibit has an ensemble of khaki pants with a blue shirt worn over a white turtleneck. It looks like something the actress wore in that film, but Drusadeau can't verify it.
There's a makeup stain on that collar that looks to me like it would be the right place if she were nuzzling Henry Fonda, but there's no indication that it's really from On Golden Pond.
Hepburn died 10 years ago at the age of 96. The exhibit begins September 13th and runs until mid-December. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.